Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Robert. And we have Corey.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Is Rich there too?
I'm here.
You never said you're going to make the show or not, so I didn't know. And you were online at 1, and I'm like, oh, maybe he's going to be on.
Yeah, I am. I guess I am on. I'm actually from my other show. I have to have the guest on early because I'm going to be traveling to Texas for a race.
Oh.
I was kind of watching that race so I could talk about it. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about the show. My bad.
Well, no, dude. If you can't do it, we understand, man. You can go. I understand.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
That's okay.
It's been kind of an easy week for me. But I'll catch you guys on the flip.
All right. Later.
Good having you for the 30 seconds you were on.
Hey, aim to please. Take it easy, guys.
Later.
I'll catch you later, bye.
All right, welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Rob, or Henderson Man, and with me right now is Corey.
That really threw me off.
Yeah.
You really call yourself Rob.
I know, it threw me off having Rich just show up on the show randomly for 30 seconds. I was like, what? What's going on here? It's just the two of us right now. Mark says he will join us later. Whether that's the case or not, we'll soon see. And I'm all thrown off because I didn't pay attention to anything that I've played this week or anything. So,
oh, this is going to be a fun show.
I know, right? So, I'm looking at our storyboard here, our board here, and I'm like,
I don't think it's been updated.
Yeah, it hasn't been updated. The only thing that's been updated is the date. And I'm just like, we talked about the Nintendo Classic Edition dying, right? And I was like, oh yeah. And then I was like, wait, oh yeah. Hmm.
We can delete all this stuff then, huh?
Yeah, we can delete all this. So has there been any game news that I've missed? Because I have a hard time paying much attention to anything game-related news-wise. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head.
Nothing really worth, like, talking about.
I mean, they announced the new 2DS.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, sure.
I'm in the camp that they need to completely discontinue everything 3DS-related. Not because I don't like it. I love the 3DS. It's one of my favorite handhelds. But in order to make the Switch successful, they, A, have to get rid of all the 3DS stuff and stop advertising it, and then start advertising towards the Switch, obviously. Are you having trouble there, Rob?
Yes. Yes. I put the new 2DS as what we've been playing, and none of us have been playing that.
He's trying to fix our show outline.
And I just made it worse.
He can't get the text right.
And I just made it worse.
They have an undo button on there, Rob.
They do, don't they?
Anyways, so they need us to focus their marketing towards the Switch, which they've kind of been doing. But they then in that aspect, they have to have the supply there. And currently, it's not there because I know a lot of people are still having trouble getting them.
Yeah.
So I saw somebody on Facebook the other day selling a copy of a Switch and a copy of
Zelda?
Legend of Zelda for $400, and it sold. And that just blows my mind.
People are just dumb. Let's be honest.
It was a used copy.
Yeah.
Like, he opened it up and everything. He's like, I just want to play Zelda, and then I'm done with it.
Well, honestly, that's the best thing to do is buy that system, play Zelda, and then be done with it. So,
I don't know about that.
I see nothing to get too excited about yet. Except Mario. Mario will be fun, but at this point, that's a while away. I don't know. I don't know. I see why they're keeping the 2 and 3DS alive, because that's your console for your kids. Switch is kind of like a console for more of a on-the-go, maybe an adult, maybe an older teenager or something like that. I just really don't see... I don't see them getting rid of the 3DS, mainly because of that they're the only portable market that matters. And that Switch, honestly, it's too expensive to take out, and it's probably too easy to damage.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. And I see the 2DS has its place. I'm glad they finally put it in its own little shell that can close and open. because that was one of the weirdest designs about the 2DS to me, was it, the way it was just like, oh, this is this thing, and it's always this.
See, I felt like that was a good selling point for the younger kids, man, because, you know, when I worked at GameStop, the number one thing that broke on any kid's system was the hinges, and getting rid of the hinge fixed that problem. So having it be one solid piece was great for, like, you know, younger kids from like 5 to 10 or whatever. And now that it's hinged again, I just see it breaking all the time for the younger kids.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the other 2DS is out there as well. I mean, but is it a new, did they say new 2DS? So is it using the 3DS, the new 3DS technology? Is that what it is? I didn't pay attention to that. I'm guessing it would have to.
That's kind of what it said. It was going to be more powerful. So
okay, so I bet that's what it is. It's just using the new 3DS technology. God, it's so confusing to talk about the new 2D 3DS. So
Nintendo is so great with their marketing.
I know, right? Well, apparently they don't need the marketing, because whatever they sell, they make it so low in volume that people scalp it. So that just makes people want it more, or they just discontinue it altogether. Anyway, but. Yeah, so that's a thing that has happened. I don't know. I kind of want to see the 3DS go away too, just because I want to see more of the games that would go onto 3DS on the Switch. But at the same time, I'm never going to take my Switch out into public very like I would my 3DS, because I can't just jam it in a pocket and play it. So I don't know. You know.
Well, I'm really conflicted, because they're still making games that I want to play on the 3DS, like that new Pikmin game I really want to play, and there's a couple other things, like a Fire Emblem game coming out that I would be interested in picking up, but I don't know that I want to even bother turning on my 3DS anymore.
How many damn the fucking Fire Emblem games are they going to bring out? Like, seriously, there's been like 4 in the last year. So,
well, it seems to do well.
Which is odd, because it's a series that was totally ignored up until, you know, recently. And honestly, I'm not a big Fire Emblem fan. Back in the day, I loved Shining Force. And Fire Emblem, I don't know, man. It's too hard. And I don't like it. Because it's too hard.
Yeah, you can.
I get annoyed when I go into a battle and it's like, okay, there's 15 enemies here. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then halfway through the battle, 20 more show up. I'm like, well, fuck, now I've got myself. I can't predict that. I mean, I guess it's real tactics, but at the same time, it's annoying as shit, and I don't like that. And I try, and then I feel like I'm cheating myself if I play it on the easy mode, because it's like, there's like two modes in that game. The hardest balls, everyone dies if you lose a battle mode, or there's the mode where you never, nobody ever dies, and then you have too many people alive that you have to start getting rid of people. I don't know. I just never liked the leveling up system in Fire Emblem either. I don't like the fact that you have to, that person's got to fight to actually level up. So then it's kind of like really annoying to make sure. I was like, oh my God, my healer's got to get in here and hit somebody one time so I can level that character up. Because yeah, great, you're healing and getting experience points, but if you can't get 15 more experience points, you know, you're going to have your characters in trouble. So it's just a weird, I want to love Fire Emblem. I do. But every one of them is just so ridiculously hard to me that they annoy the shit out of me.
I get that. The new one, by the way, is called Fire Emblem Shadow of Valentina Echoes. So they're going with this.
Echoes awesome is their, like, their, haven't they been several games in the Echoes series? Isn't there like in the last 3 Echoes too?
No, they were like, they were all, no, in there, the was same, like
Birthright
battle.
and something. Yeah. Cause I bought one of them and I liked it. Don't get me wrong. But then the more I played it, I bought the one that was supposedly the easier one, but I just don't really, honestly, my biggest problem with 3DS anymore is I'm getting old and, it's hard for my hands to get clamped up, and I can't play it very long. It's not comfortable enough to hold and stuff like that. So I don't know.
Mark says he's ready.
Yeah, so I know. I'm trying to talk and do this at the same time. So, but I really want to like the Fire Emblem, and they're bringing one out on the Switch. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Welcome, Mark.
Hello.
We had a full show. You didn't know this, but Rich showed up for 30 seconds.
And he's gone?
Well, he was online, and he was watching a race, and he was getting ready to do an interview with somebody else. And so he was online, so I added him to the call. So I And I was like, and he's like, I guess I am on the show. And I was like, yeah, Rich. And he told us what was going on. So
he's like, hello, here's Rich. Hello, goodbye.
Basically.
He talked for 30 seconds and told us what was going on. And I said, dude, if you really want to go, if you want to really pay attention to that race so you can do the interview well, go ahead, dude. No big deal. So.
What else did I miss?
We talked about the new 2DS.
Yes. Which looks really nice and is really stupid from a business standpoint.
That's that was kind of our consensus.
No, that
they
was
have a special edition. It comes out in July.
I didn't realize it was that late.
Yep. It'll be a big E3 push. Hey, they everybody, E3. All the press, all the big outlets like NBC, the Today Show, everyone's here. Hey, you know that Switch, we probably won't be able to find it, so just buy this 3DS for your kid. It's a 2DS. And the games are cheaper for it, and it's cheaper, and it's much more durable.
I don't know. We had that discussion, too. Corey seems to think that taking and putting a hinge on it is going to make it less durable, because that's what always broke when you had little kids.
Hmm. Regardless of that, if it's more or less durable than the 2DS standard, it is more durable than the Switch.
Yeah.
Because the Switch... You know, expecting kids to not break if you just let them go wild with things, these, you know, snap-on controllers and the plastic screen that stretches, expecting them to always put it in the case and stuff like that. No.
Right.
And it's half as much. Well, and the games are $20 cheaper.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of them even cheaper.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But it just is weird that they're doing this big push on old technology, but then again, like you said,
it's not weird. It's Nintendo.
Yeah. It's Nintendo. I had a thought there and I lost it.
Maybe like the reports of, I don't know if you've talked about like the SNES Classic Mini, whatever.
Honestly,
we talked on this last week.
Did we? I don't think
it was announced.
Did they actually announce it, or is it just the rumors?
Or just a rumor. I don't think the rumor existed then.
Honestly, I
don't see the point.
I can't get excited about it because I know I'm not going to be able to find one.
Yeah, that's why I don't see the point. If they're not going to make a shit ton of them, why bother?
And honestly, the best thing that they do to get over this whole scalper thing is to just not bring anything to the stores for like a month and just mass produce the shit out of these things and just dump a bunch of them in the market at the same time. The shit
or just make as many as they made of the NES Classic and just sell them on eBay themselves at auction prices. Not a buy it now.
That would make them more money.
Why don't they make the money out of it instead of letting people just scalp the shit out of them?
Scalping is just I just want to kill scalpers. it makes me so angry.
Snipe the scalpers.
Yeah, I do. I want to snipe the scalpers. But I don't want to snipe the scalpers with Sniper Elite 3 or whatever the fuck that game is that you were playing, because that sounded terrible.
It's okay.
4-minute load times.
Yeah, that's the bad thing, but the game is solid.
Yeah. So, anyway. Any other news? I can only think of the 2DS, and we talked about everything else that I can think of. I don't know of any big news that's hit. News? Video game news is harder to find these days, I think. It's weird.
Well, I feel like we're on that weird hiatus point because E3 is right around the corner.
Yeah, next month is when everything for E3 starts leaking out in the middle of May. So we'll have plenty to talk about then.
Also, I mean, I think we've been on kind of a news just like, I mean, you had VR, then the PlayStation 4 Pro and the Switch and all this stuff, and now that all the new consoles out except for the Scorpio, but like VR's, you know, made its impact. The Switch came out, the PS4 Pro came out, and we just have the Scorpio really left of like big news. Now we just have games. I guess the other biggish news would be the Call of Duty World War II trailer.
I didn't even watch the trailer.
I watched half of it, and I was like, oh, this looks like that Medal of Honor game from, 15 years ago.
Because
it's just D-Day all over again.
Oh, is it? Well, but see, Call of Duty didn't do the D-Day, though, did they? They never did.
I know.
In the first one.
No, it was the Medal of Honor.
I could have sworn the first Call of Duty had a D-Day segment in it.
If they did, then I don't remember. Like, the big D-Day thing was Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it'll look a lot prettier, but I don't really need to do that again.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're doing something that's not in fucking space. I'm so over space combat. We have Titanfall 2 that does that way better.
They should have done Call of Duty Japan Samurai Edition.
Does it make any sense? Ubisoft already did that. It was called For Honor, and it's terrible. I hate that game.
Anyway, the game's controls are just a disaster.
I don't mind it.
But, I guess we can jump into what we've been playing. And I know me and Corey, even though Corey put it on himself.
I'll copy it and move it.
We played some Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, or what I like to call is Rob complains for 45 minutes of why he bought this fucking game when he can't stand Mario Kart.
Well, it's I saw that you downloaded it the morning it came out, and I was like, why did he buy this? Because I know he's going to play it for like the minute. And you jumped in with me that one time and immediately started complaining how bad it was.
I just hate Mario Kart. I want to like Mario Kart, and I want to like Mario Kart with friends. But the moment you can't even join your friends, it'll put a little mark that says, hey, Corey, join this match. All right. And then for the next 2 minutes, it's me trying to join Corey's match, and it says, uh-oh, you can't join this match. But that's because he's loaded into a match. But, okay, don't show me he's in a match until he's loaded into the match. Don't tell me that I can play a match. And then go try to join him and not let me.
Yeah,
this is shit. This is reasons why Nintendo does not need to be paying for their online services. This is the exact reason right here. So I don't know. I mean, it's all right. Mario Kart lost all of its appeal when I stopped having friends over and playing four player split screen Mario Kart.
Yeah, yeah. Mario Kart is definitely a in person kind of game.
And nobody wants to do that four screen shit. If we could all sit in the same room, that'd be amazing, you know?
Well, if you each had your own Switch, then.
Yeah.
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 There you go.
I was thinking about with Mario Kart specifically, like searching that meetup site. I think like Switch meetups with people could be a really cool thing.
I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Well, you never heard of meetup?
No. What is that?
Meetup is basically a site that you set up like clubs and groups and stuff in your neighborhood.
It's exactly what it sounds like it is.
And you do meetups.
So you just say, hey, I want to play Mario Kart, and you meet up with people who want to play Mario Kart?
Well, basically you say, hey, Mario Kart 8 Switch Wichita meetup. And then, you know, people are like, hey, I like Mario Kart. I got a Switch. And I'm going to join your game.
Usually catch all groups. Like there'll be a video game of El Dorado, Kansas group, and a movie group, etc.
If you say it like that, they get mad here.
Oh, I don't give a shit. I'm never going to go there. What are they gonna do about it? They're going to come to Chicago. They'll get shot. I'll send them to some place where they get shot. Like, here, go to Englewood. That's where I live. I'll give them a nice address. The crossing where the most shootings happen. The perfect crime.
Anyway, but you talk about Mario Kart 8, because I don't know if you've played more than I have, probably.
Have you played Mario Kart on the Wii U?
Yes.
If you've played Mario Kart on the Wii U, it's the exact same game.
But
it's really good. It's really good Mario Kart. Well, okay.
It has all the DLC as well.
Well, yeah. Did you try the battle mode? That's like
that was the other thing.
Did we try the battle mode? Did we actually try it?
We tried to try it.
That's what it was. You're right. We tried to try it.
We couldn't actually get. I tried it later the next day, and it's the five balloon thing where you have to survive. And it's a lot of fun.
I was thinking there were several different types of battle modes.
I only tried one. There probably is.
Excellent. Yeah, but if I had more people to play with besides Corey, it'd be great. Steven's got it, so I'm sure we'll probably play with Steven at some point.
I want it. I'm not going to pay full price for it again.
Yeah, you need to buy Zelda first.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you need.
I got Tamiko.
Have you played it yet?
Yeah, I played. I just threw it in to mess around with the first area, and it's decent. I mean, it's really simple, but it's a $5 game, so I'm happy with $5.
It's simple in a way that works really well for it.
And it looks really nice. I'll say the one thing that's really satisfying, there's some learning the mechanics, but the power-up move for, like, I only did the sword person.
The one on the left?
Yeah. And when you hold down the attack, it uses some of your, like, currency things. But that feels really good when you do that spin attack for, like, I don't know, 3 seconds or something and just can destroy everything. It's just so satisfying. I don't care that I'm wasting all those little point things.
I can't figure out what type of game this is just by looking at a picture.
Okay, it is a top-down, you know, it controls like Zelda, old-school Zelda.
All right.
But it's an adventure game where you have to go and light these 4 towers in each level.
Okay.
And then you get back, like, once you light all 4, you go to wherever the towers are at, and you fight a boss.
Yeah, and they're just 3 levels.
And then it's over, or is it just like...
Yes,
it's 4 levels.
Or what, 3, 4, whatever. And then you can take it. There are 3 different characters. So, I mean, it's a short game. It's a simple game, but it's fun. It looks nice.
I played through the 1 character. I probably will play through all 3 characters.
Yeah. Oh, there's actually 4 characters too. Okay.
Yeah. And it's only $5. I mean, I don't think it's a bad deal for the price.
No. I think it plays really well. Music's solid. The boss fights are actually a lot of fun.
It's just nice, simple fun. I mean, there's not much to it, so there's not much to say about it. But, I mean, if you have a Switch, I don't see a reason not to pick it up. Because there's not that much to play for the system, and it's $5, so...
Is this the first game that you own it. On the Switch?
Yes.
If this would have been any more than $5, though, I don't think it would have been worth it.
Yeah, no. That's why I'm saying it's. If it was $10, no. $5 is the right price for it.
Right on. I've played a few things here. I played the Prey demo a little bit. I didn't want to finish the demo because I'm going to be getting the game. I've been excited about the game. And whoever put Prey demo there spelled Prey wrong.
I was about to say
it was not me.
Jesus for it or whatever. Must have been Corey.
Well, technically, I spelled Prey right.
You did not.
Wrong kind of Prey. You spelled it wrong.
I really enjoy this game. I really like the atmosphere. I really like that it feels like a BioShock meets a kind of a Portal type of game, and I'm really interested in where the story goes. It definitely is using the Dishonored engine. So if you don't like the way Dishonored plays, I'm not saying like the way that the aesthetic of stalking enemies and stuff like that, but I'm talking about just the way that weapons feel and stuff and Dishonored. You may not like this, but I see a lot of people shitting on it online, but I'm all in. I can't wait to play this game. Early on, you get a weapon that like lets you shoot these balls and stuff onto walls so you can climb up walls and stuff like that. And it's got that very Dishonored open feel where it's like, okay, there's this thing that you gotta do and you can do it any way that you have skills or whatever. In the same kind of vein as, that game with the cyborgs, Deus Ex. Kind of that way where if you got this skill here, you could do it this way. There looks like a lot of stuff in the skill tree to do. It's also one of those games where everything will freak you out, where you're like, okay, is that a chair? Was that chair there before? Should I hit that chair with this wrench? Because it may not be a chair kind of deal. It's just a very interesting game.
You have a wrench?
Yeah, you do get a wrench.
So it is BioShock.
You get a wrench. What a lot of people are even saying, I can't think of shit today. The game with Gordon Freeman. I can think of his name. Half-Life. Yeah, there's a lot of...
You get a crowbar, too?
No, but the wrench feels like a crowbar. and some of the enemies look like head crabs. So it's kind of the same thing. But so I'm really enjoying the demo. I can't wait for Friday to play it. So I definitely recommend the demo. It's about it's like the opening hour, I guess, of the game or whatever, and kind of gives you a feel of what the story's about.
Has there been any word on whether the save carries over?
I don't know, because when you save on the demo, it gives you 3 save slots. It's really weird. So I'm thinking it maybe does.
Because I know the Dishonored demo does.
Does? I bet. Well, I bet it does then, but because it does.
No, there's been no official word.
Right. It, the way when you start the game out, it lets you save, and it also shows 3 different save slots. So to me, that just kind of, I don't know, it kind of says, hey, you're going to be able to save this demo, and you're going to be able to play right from the beginning. But I'm afraid that also, will it let you unlock those achievements if you earned any kind of achievement during that either. So I don't know. But yeah, I'm really excited to play it. It's been a while since I've been excited to play anything like first person. So, anyway, and then I picked up, I've been toying with the idea of picking up Night in the Woods. Now this is a little side scrolling kind of, walking simulator, I guess is those type of games, where you play a cat, named May, and, she's coming back to her hometown after 2 years of college and flunking out, and she's trying to get back into her life, and she's going around and seeing her old friends and stuff. But it's also kind of depressing at the same time, because this is like takes place in like the Rust Belt, where a lot of the industry and coal mines and stuff like that have shut down, so people are unemployed, and you're just watching this little town almost like it's a little bit of, it's getting, you know, depressing. So there's a lot of that. It also reminds me very much of the area that I live in, because we live in that Rust Belt where industry's being almost all automated or shipped overseas and there's no jobs. So it's just, it's very interesting. I love the dialogue and the character's pretty cool. I mean, the game starts out that you're at the bus stop and your parents forget to pick you up. And you have to walk home, and it's just the dialogue when you get home is just hilarious. I'm really, really liking this game a lot. But I haven't gotten very far into it because I'm trying to get through Persona 5. God, this last part at the end is annoying as shit. I picked up Cosmic Space Heroine, I don't know what the hell that game's called on PS4 as well. And I haven't played enough of it to get a good feel of it, but it's the graphic style looks a little like Chrono Trigger, but it's kind of set in like a Shadowrun steampunk type of, Shadowrun like cyberpunk universe, I mean. And it's got a pretty unique, combat system where once you use this, there's several skills, but once you use them, you have to use all your skills and rest before you can use it again. So it kind of keeps you on your toes, because you got to be more strategic in the way you use things, because if you use a heal, it may be 3 or 4 rounds before you can use another heal. So, but like I said, I haven't played enough of it. I've only got like one other character unlocked so far. So, but it looks really nice. It's got that nice 2D or 2D old school RPG look to it. Yeah. So, and the next game on my list of games that I want to buy is I'm really looking at that Dragon Quest Heroes 2, because I watched a quick look on that, and it looks like they made an open world Dynasty Warriors type game with role-playing elements, and that actually looks really fun. And I know there's a demo, so I definitely want to try that. But anyway, Corey, have you played anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty slow week, a couple weeks.
Yeah. Mark, what about you?
Oh, just really Sniper Ghost Warrior 3, which...
Are you allowed to...
No.
Okay.
The other thing you're thinking about, no. But Sniper Ghost Warrior 3 is an open world sniping game, and it's... I think it's $50 digitally, and then physically, you can only buy it with the season pass, which is $60, giving you like a $10 discount. It is like a B-tier game, or maybe a little lower than that. It's kind of similar in the same vein as like the Homefront game. But the worst thing about it is the load times. To load the save, it takes 3 minutes and 50 seconds. That is every time. I've timed it numerous times just to make sure. And also there are different areas. So like you have these, I wouldn't call them hub worlds, but they're just, you have, I've only unlocked two. There might be three open areas. And when you have to move to another one, whether it's when it's mission based or whatever, that takes another, I didn't time those, but it felt like it was another 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Like it just did the same thing, which is annoying. But when you're in game and you're not transitioning between areas, whether you're dying or fast traveling, you know, it's 5 seconds, you know, maybe 10 seconds at the most, but typically around 5 seconds to load. So it's not a problem when you get in the game, but it's really bad when you're just starting. It's like, every time I boot up the game, I'm like, do I really want to? You know, it's like 4 minutes. I could do something else with that 4 minutes. I could click a lot of heroes and heroes or whatever.
If only you could figure out a way to play both at the same time. Game.
I have not touched that game in weeks. But the actual gameplay and all that is decent. It's fun when you're being a sniper, when you're finding a place and you're hiding and you're taking out enemies, adjusting the sights and all that, and get the headshots. Like, it slows down a little bit so you can easily get headshots. I think maybe in like advanced mode or whatever, it'll not do that. But you get the like slow-mo cam. It doesn't do the whole skull thing and get that graphic with it, but you do get to see the kill shots most of the time, and that always is pretty satisfying. And it runs well. I haven't experienced any of like the technical issues I've seen other people talk about, though. I don't remember if there was a day one patch, and also a lot of those issues from other reviewers seem to have been coming from the PS4 version. I'm playing on Xbox One, so I haven't had any crashes to the dashboard or anything like that. No game ending or any kind of those bugs. You know, there's like bad texture load-ins at times, and some parts where like the seams are very noticeable and stuff like that with the visuals. And it's not the best looking game at all. The writing is pretty terrible. The voice acting is decent enough, but every time they say anything, it's just like, this is the worst shit ever. It makes, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme movies seem like Oscar award-winning pieces of literature. You could win a Pulitzer for writing a Jean-Claude Van Damme film compared to this. But it's a solid game. I would definitely say, unless you're really dying for a first-person shooter, sniper game, wait, because it'll most definitely go on sale sooner than later. But it's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, I've been enjoying it for what it is, and I'm a big fan of sniping and snipers and all that kind of stuff, so that's part of why I've enjoyed it as much. And it also has like the collectible aspect and crafting systems and a lot of that kind of stuff, so if you're into all those kind of things and leveling up your character and gaining XP and that kind of loop, you could find enjoyment out of it. And they'll be adding multiplayer, but I can't remember if it's competitive or co-op or both, but I know that's coming in the future. But they did send out their first concern will be fixing all the technical issues like the load times and stuff. So hopefully when a patch hits, that will be greatly alleviated, and I will report back if that is the case. Though, you know, greatly alleviating the load times could just make it 2 minutes instead of 4 minutes, which is still horrible. But it's better than I was expecting, especially after I heard some of the stuff prior to playing it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I watched a video of the review on IGN. And it looked like the shooting and stuff was fun, but they were complaining about the load times and stuff like that. But again, like you said, they were playing on PS4, and you said the load times were bad, but they were complaining about other stuff as well. So
yeah, I haven't run into any real big bugs or anything. You know, I like getting stuck on anything or any weirdness like that. Just those that initial load time. And once, like I said, once you're in game and if you're not transitioning between the big areas, fast traveling doesn't take a long time. You know, it's like 5 seconds. You die and you have to restart. 5 seconds.
Yeah. That's pretty. That's pretty average.
There are some weird things just in the game design. So there, you can drive in the game, but you can only drive certain designated cars. And if you see a civilian driving around, you can't, like, if you get up next to the car, you can't. It's just as locked, and you can't, like, hey, I have a gun. Get out of the car and let me take it. And even if you shoot them and kill them, you still can't. It's still locked. And it's like, well, I guess, you know, I can't break the window and pull them out. Whatever. You can't. You can only drive certain specified cars, which is really weird. Fall damage seems inconsistent. There are some climbing sections which aren't that great, but they're made a little bit easier because you have this, like, whatever, your detective vision, which allows you to just see where you can grab onto. And those are really few and far between.
All right. Okay. Is that it you've been playing then that you could talk about?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I beat Persona 5 and I did a whole podcast about it and how I don't really like it.
Just give me a rough estimate. At what point did you stop liking the game?
I would say like 40 hours in, I kind of accepted it because there was definitely something off for pretty much right from the start, and I just kind of wasn't accepting it because it's just like, this is, I should like this because I love the series, but like, there's definitely something off. And a big part of it is because, I mean, the main part of it, because this is why I play the games, is because I don't really care about the main story and I don't really like a lot of the characters. And yes, I like I mentioned in my podcast, a big part of just the story is the localization being shit. But still, the story itself and just this attitude behind it, and like so much of the story is very, you know, fuck adults. Adults are the worst. Adults are shitty. Like, I don't give a shit about that. And like, the reasoning for doing what they're doing is petty a lot of the times for a lot of the characters, and also just really selfish. It's like, oh, we want to be famous and all this stuff. And I don't like that.
So like, I didn't get that at all.
And, well, then you're playing a different game. But also just the way you get your characters and how they get their personas, it's just kind of like whatever, they fucking get them. And like, I don't care about that. Like, compared to the previous games, like in Persona 4, where they had you face themselves and accept all of themselves, and like, you know, they have this emotional journey and stuff like that, which is much more impactful. And just the murder mystery aspect to that compared to this, like, oh, adults are the fucking worst and they're all horrible and they fucking are pervy and they're pieces of shit and they treat everyone like garbage, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I enjoy some of the side stories, but I don't.
Yeah, I did enjoy a lot of the side stories. I like the characters. I mean, I found a lot of the characters interesting. Ryuji's the only one I had a problem with.
Ryuji is the fucking worst.
Really? Seriously? For real?
God almighty.
But, like, I've seen a lot of people complaining about the way they pronounced his name, and I didn't understand that. Like,
not his name, but in people's names.
I don't know.
Like, they're like, I can't remember all the specifics, but like saying Sakamoto or whatever instead of Sakamoto.
Okay, is that what it was? Okay, that makes
it's stuff like that. They're just like they're
on
making these weird pauses and like emphasizing certain points and like hitting weird, so like stopping at certain syllables. Like, it's just, it's weird. Like, the reason, like, it makes no sense for them to do that. Like, because like, they're not making them sound more American or English with that. If they wanted to give them, you know, more English sounding names, just change their names. If they're not going to change their names, why change the pronunciation? It just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And like, I've heard some reports that it was Atlas, you know, Japan's telling them to do this, which makes no sense if they actually did. Like, why? It doesn't make any sense.
They've sold 4 games here in the States. You know, you'd think that they would, if people had a problem with that, the series wouldn't got as big as it was.
And the fan base is the kind of people who would notice this.
Yeah.
And be annoyed by it.
I'm in the last palace now, and the section that you talked about earlier, I'm like, yeah, this is really draining this game to where I don't want to play it.
It's awful, because at first it's kind of like, oh, this is kind of interesting, and then they just keep using it. It's like, this is okay for like a little bit, but not to keep going back to it and back to it and back to it.
Yeah,
it's not only just gets annoying really fast, but it just makes the entire palace take that much longer and elongates that experience, because you have to keep backtracking and doing all this stupid shit. It's like, oh my god, how fucking can I just be done with this shit?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh god, that.
And also, like we mentioned earlier on in the Facebook, the twist.
Yeah.
Not really surprising at all.
Not really, no. If they wanted that to be a surprise, they should have tried to play that hand earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like it. It just, this last palace is like, I don't know if it's, like, I'm almost at, like, the 90-hour point. I'm just kind of like, I want to be done with it. And it's like, this is too much annoying shit to having to go back and forth and do all this crap. And it's like, everything is the same thing. Go talk to the person. Oh, but you need this. So go do this. And then all the enemies respawn. And then you gotta go back. And I'm just like, oh my god, would you fucking just get over this? Just let me fight it so I can get the next piece to go do this
and
next thing.
I don't like, I also have come to the realization that I never said I liked it in the first place, but I do not like the canned dungeons. I prefer the random.
No, I love the canned dungeons.
I don't like them because they don't feel that special. Like, the level design is pretty shitty in that, sure, they're pre-built and they only have one path, like they're, you know, just the one design, but they don't feel that pre-built. They still feel like, you know, randomly generated dungeons that just don't randomly generate.
See, that's what we'll disagree.
Other than like the section you're in, I mean, clearly that has to stay like that. Is designed, but it's also really shitty.
Yeah, I don't know. I like those dungeons. I like there's usually some kind of puzzly aspect to it, and when you do random dungeons, there's never any puzzle. It's just,
none of the puzzles are interesting or difficult or challenging or anything. They're all throwaway.
Still better than just a random dungeon. Just, that's never been my thing. I can't stand any random dungeons.
Well, see, they should have kept the Persona games as they were and made me happy and just said, fuck you, to you, Rob.
Now you know how I feel about Final Fantasy fucking 15. Thank you, good night.
Fine, that's fine. I don't care. Fine, well, let them make a Final Fantasy for you and leave my Persona alone.
Anyway, Corey, do you have any thoughts on Persona 5?
Nope,
because you still haven't touched it.
Not since that, like, first 45 minutes, hour.
Was it the don't fact bother. That we told you that stuff goes on for 8 hours, 5 hours? Did that turn you off to even try anymore?
No, I just got too many games to play right now.
Yeah. I really want to get this damn game over with so I can play something else before Prey comes out. But I really want to go back to Mass Effect.
Just know that once you actually finish it, there's, like, I don't know, 3 hours of just...
Can you at least save during that?
I think you can save during like the end, but it's just like, oh god, I don't remember because it was just. So...
I did look it up because I was trying to figure out what date that the game ended, and it's like the actual last playable date is this, but it'll go all the way up till March. I'm like, oh my god.
No, I think it goes past March. I think it goes up to like September.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Somebody said March. That's weird. But maybe that's if I get the shitty ending. Is there like two endings in this game?
There are multiple endings. I think there are more than two endings. I got the good ending.
I mean, what are the keys to getting the good endings? I don't, like, I have no idea.
Who cares? What do you care?
Because I'm going to finish it.
So what? You just finish it. You get the ending you get. And if you're not happy with it, you can just Google YouTube and fucking see the other endings.
Anyway.
It's not important for you to actually get to it yourself.
Alright. Alright, Rich, what have you been playing? Oh, that's right, you're not here anymore. You were here for 30 seconds and left. So I've been trying to get through, not trying to get through, I've been watching Star Wars Rebels Season 3. There's some really good episodes in there. A lot of filler episodes. I feel like they made the season longer, but then they put a lot more filler episodes that really don't have much to do with anything. But I will say that, Grand Admiral Thrawn, they've put him in the series, and I guess he was a real big fan favorite for the extended universe back in the day. And he definitely does make a smart villain. And it makes it very interesting, story-wise. But yeah, I know that they said season 4 will be the last season. I was really hoping that they were going to do more with the dark side of the Force, because the main character, the kid Ezra, he tapped into some dark powers there at the end of season 2. And I really wanted to see more of that in season 3, but it looks like they've kind of ignored most of that. They kind of had like a couple episodes at the beginning where he turned away from the dark side and is trying to go good. But I'm hoping that they delve back into that, because that's always the more interesting stuff in the Star Wars universe, is when they try to dabble with the dark side a little bit. So, and I think that's what we're going to have a lot of in the new Star Wars movie coming out as well. So, I guess, Corey, you watched Bill Nye Saves the World?
I watched
without his wife.
Yeah. She's not happy with me.
I can't stand Bill Nye. I've never liked him.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't stand
him. Maybe you're just too old.
Yeah.
Because you were,
I just can't. I just can't stand his holier-than-thou attitude. Him and that fucking...
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, I can't stand him either. I can't stand people that think they're so smart that they know everything, and I can't fucking stand it.
I've never gotten that from either of them.
Dolph Lundgren has more more science degrees than Bill Nye does, and he calls himself the science guy. I don't know. I don't like him. I just don't like either one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each their own. I like the show. Each episode's pretty good. A lot of controversial topics, which is interesting. The only thing that I said on Facebook is that I just don't think each episode dives deep enough into each topic.
Mm-hmm. Does it feel like the old show?
Not like really. Clone-ally?
No.
No. It's kind of like a late night talk show in a way.
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to be more adult oriented. I mean, his old show was for kids.
Yeah, he came out in the first episode. He's like, this is a show for adults, not for kids. So,
why can't they make a show for everyone?
Well, it's not like specifically for adults, but it's not geared towards kids, I guess.
It's geared towards atheists that want to shit on everything is what it's geared towards, and that's what he's geared towards now. So,
I don't know about that.
Wait, are you like super religious, Rob?
No, I'm not even super religious, but I just hate hate that fucking holier than thou attitude.
I just think the show seems to me like he genuinely wants to just make the world a better place. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
Even the name is fucking pretentious.
Yeah, a little bit. But someone's got to try, right?
Also, Mystery Science Theater 3000. I've watched like 3 episodes, and so far I've liked one.
I've never watched any episode.
Any of the old
ever.
Stuff or nothing?
No.
I've seen a handful of the old episodes, and I've watched, I think, the first 2 of this.
Mm-hmm. The first episode, I was like, man, maybe I just got too old for this. And I was like,
that's exactly what I thought.
And I was like, man, I used to love this when I was younger. I was like, maybe I'm too old for this. And then I watched the second episode. I'm like, nope, this is pretty funny. And then I watched the third episode. I was like, yeah, maybe I am just too old for this.
Yeah, the second episode was pretty solid.
Because the movie was just so bad. When I say bad, I mean it was bad because it was like basically a nature film that they added a story to, and that was half the humor. And the Native American tracker guy was always laughing about the stupidest shit. It was so fucking weird.
So, I guess as a kid, I always thought that these movies were made specifically for Mystery Science Theater, and that's why they were so bad. And then, you know, a couple years ago whenever they announced that they were redoing it, I looked into it, and these are legit movies.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, they did the actual movie that was in theaters they did was it Plan 9 from Outer Space? Is that the one they did? The movie?
Probably.
I can't remember now. It was just like, it was definitely like one of those is like a cult favorite movie, and they just shit all over it. And I was like, I watched that movie and I'm just like, this was a movie. I was kind of like Corey. I'm like, this is really a movie because this is god awful. And it comes out later. People are like, I loved that movie. I'm like, really?
If you see a movie when you're a kid, that's shitty. Oh, there's a better chance you'd like it.
When I say I was a kid, I'm saying I was in my 20s.
I mean, the people who are saying like, oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I there are movies I love that I know are terrible that I just watched them when I was a kid and loved them, like Surf Ninjas. It's fucking awful. But I love that movie. Tank Girl, awful. Love it.
My first Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing was, I was probably in high school, and it was when Comedy Central kind of was getting its start, and they had a day on MTV where they showed all the Comedy Central stuff, because I guess that's where Mystery Science Theater 3000 kind of started out, and they kept playing the one episode of the show, and it had Kathy Ireland in it, and I can't remember what the name of the show was, like Alien from LA or something, I think is what it was. And I guarantee me and Ben and a couple of other friends, man, we sat around, we watched that movie, we watched that Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode at least four times while it was on in that 48-hour period of MTV. And we laughed just as hard every time we watched it. And I mean, I still recall some of the lines that were so fucking terrible that they said in that show. I still remember this day. If I even said it, it would be so stupid. People were like, why was that even funny? But it just was. It was just... We just laughed our asses off. So, like, now I'm just like, man, maybe I grew up and this is not funny anymore. But, oh, the second episode was really good. I keep watching, hoping that they're going to bring that humor back. So,
I don't remember them doing, like, the in-between skits.
Oh, yeah. That used to be before commercial breaks.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, they would do that occasionally between commercial breaks because the show was, like, on for, like, 2 hours. And of course, you know, I'm sure they had to condense a lot of those movies down to even put those little skits and stuff in. But yeah, they did those little skits in between. But the skits on this one are really bad too. I mean, they're even worse.
The only one
that's... Will Wheaton have anything to do with this?
Possibly, but I don't know.
Yeah, I want to think that.
I feel like he is because I know Felicia Day has something to do with it. Yeah,
she's part of this.
I fucking hate Will Wheaton.
I fucking hate Will Wheaton too. I can't stand Will Wheaton. I can't even really stand Felicia Day anymore.
I can't stand him because, like, what you said about Bill Nye, I feel like he feels like that for...
Oh, that's totally why I hate. That's totally why
I hate.
Oh,
I'm the fucking...
And he's a douchebag in person. I've known people that went and basically they just, like, he signed the thing. He wasn't very friendly. Nah, he could have been sick that day, but I'm sorry. You're trying to be famous. You need to be nice to your public. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, you should give Mystery Science Theater 3000 a shot. At least the second episode. I don't know if it gets any better than that. I may have watched 4. I can't even remember.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. And there's like 13 episodes or something like that. There's way more episodes than I thought there would be. So, Corey, I'm sorry. I shit all over everything you love. I'm sorry.
But I don't love this. I enjoyed the second episode so far, but...
So, anyway, anybody read anything? No?
I read a bunch of comics, but nothing worth talking about.
Yeah? You still doing your comicology? Comicsology?
Comics? Yeah, however you say it.
What was the comic thing that you guys were talking about? that was like a hell. I don't know. Everything's running together. It's been a bad year.
Comic movie related news that I'm excited about at least is that they're going to be bringing back to theaters Logan in black and white. I'm excited about that.
That sounds terrible.
I don't know that I'd go to theaters to do that.
Well, fuck you guys too.
Mark, we're sorry we shit on everything that you love.
I would watch it at home in black and white, but I don't know that I'd watch it in theaters.
Why don't we just spend the rest of the episode shitting on Rich because he's not here to defend himself.
He's the positivity old. We were missing.
He's old. He got a birthday recently. So there's that. He's what?
Yeah, what
did
he turn,
60?
Like 67?
Or was it 68? I think he's a little younger than that. I think he's 60. I think he's his 60th. So happy 60th birthday to Rich.
What's that called? 60 is like down the hill or something like that?
No, over. I don't know if it's down the hill. I know 40's over the hill, and I hit that next month. In fact, I think the next episode we do will be the day before my birthday.
Ugh. What a fucking shitty way to spend the day before your birthday.
No, wait, never mind. Wait. Yeah, it will be. Yeah, day before my birthday. Well, I'm turning 40. I live with my mom. I don't have a girlfriend. I have a shitty job. Yep.
But do you have a job?
Yeah, well, yeah. That was touch and go there last week, 2 weeks ago as well, so, you know. Anyway. But I got anything else to talk about? I really brought
the
excitement.
Depressing way to end this show.
Everybody go play Night in the Woods. Take a gun. Kill yourself. It's all good.
Oh, man.
Are you guys fans of the movie Monster Squad?
Yes.
When I was a kid, yes.
Okay.
Wolfman's
I
got
feel
nards.
Like I watched like 30 minutes of it, if that, and I was like, this is awful. Because I think it's just one of those, you need nostalgia to like it.
Yeah,
in the
probably.
Same way that I love the Goonies, but I don't feel like anyone going into that fresh would actually like it, because I don't think it's actually that good. But it's
I
just one of those like, nostalgia
great
things.
Either.
Well, you're old.
I was old. I was 8 when that movie came out, or something like that.
Well, you're too old.
So I was right in that movie's wheelhouse, and I didn't care much for it back then. That Sloth gave me the fucking creep.
We should not even put this episode up because we don't like anything. Nobody likes anything this week.
Robert Wood like hates the world. That's the next.
Yeah, but Rob coming. Hates it. We both hate Persona. We don't hate it, but we're not super up on it now.
Kamiko seems positive.
There you go, everyone. Best thing of the week
terrible.
Is a $5 Switch game.
I don't know.
I don't know. Rhymes with Kamiko.
You sure it's not Comics Co?
Why don't you go suck terrible. A big fat dick?
All right. Let's get the hell out of here. Mark, what do you want to plug?
Your mouth with a big fat dildo, you piece of crap. I'm just kidding. Well, the site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. You can find me pretty much everywhere, Twitter, Xbox Live, Instagram, all the usual places, at PX Sausage. My Switch code is fucking whatever. It's like SW bunch with fucking numbers.
Wait, have I added you to my Switch yet?
No. I keep forgetting to actually put the thing. Like, I've added everyone else because they're just friends on Meetimo.
Did you add me?
Didn't use that thing. Yeah.
Oh, you we added... Oh, because of me. I was like, oh, yeah. You added Corey.
I didn't have to do anything. It was just like, here are some friends that we think you might want to add. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Yeah. The art I do, which you can find on the site. You can check it all out over at pxsart.com. And if you want to support the site in general, patreon.com/pxs. And if you want to listen to me talk to myself, usually half an hour at a time, which if you do, what the fuck's wrong with you? But you can by checking out the Pixelated Sausage Podcast.
Does that damn fucking website that sends you games, do they do Switch games yet?
Well, I get a lot of, you know, press releases from individual companies, and then there are some specific...
The big one that I can't think of the name of, the Netflix for games.
Oh, Gamefly.
Yeah, that's it.
Talk about actual, like, review codes and stuff.
No, no.
Yeah, Gamefly. I think they
do. They? Okay. So, I just wondered. I knew you were the last person I knew that even used Gamefly, and I don't even know if you use it anymore at all, because you use a lot of Redbox.
I have Redbox. I use fucking Gamefly, basically, because I do the 3-month gift subscription. Cause like, it's, I think, $16 a month to do one game at a time mm-hmm. for a month, and then you could buy instead, if you're not a dumbass, just do this. You get the 3-month gift pass, whatever, and it's $27 for 3 months.
Mm.
So it's significantly cheaper, and I keep it around, you know, to play the occasional game and stuff like that, but they have a lot of good deals for used games, and you get all the free shipping and the occasional $5 gift certificate. And the thing I like about buying used games from them is that because of the rental service and everything, when they get a game, they just take it out of the case. Case is in perfect condition. You know, any mm-hmm. kind of DLC codes or whatever is still on there. And so if you get a used game from them, you know you're going to get it complete and that it's going to be in basically new condition.
Mm-hmm. The game may not be in the newest condition, but at least the case will be.
Wait, did you say that they do Switch games?
I said I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean,
well, let's go to the tape.
Like, who knows? They do, you know, DS, 3DS shit, so it's not like they only do CDs. I've never gotten one, though, so I don't know how the packaging is, if it's, like, in some weird... Because it obviously wouldn't be in the same type of, like, cardboard casing and sleeve thing, because that would... Not that would be weird, or maybe it is. I don't fucking know what they do. I'm surprised they still exist.
Gamefly does do Switch.
The one thing that really sucks about them though is their turnaround is fucking awful.
Oh yeah.
And maybe it's, you know, just because the only thing I have to compare is Netflix, and Netflix is, you know, leaps and bounds bigger, and you know can make more demands because, like, you know, they have their deals with things to get to deliver their shit first, but it's even still it's fucking awful.
All right, apparently they do movies now too.
Yeah, they do occasional ones, and yeah. Like they do some where you can get the Blu-ray from them that not even Netflix will give you the Blu-ray, which is weird, but whatever. I think it's because Netflix is known for renting movies, so they have to abide by those like deals that also Redbox has, where, like, you know, they can't get Warner Brothers movies or whatever until right. 60 days or whatever, and Gamefly is like, hey, nobody fucking even knows we do this, and we only do a handful, so like they get stuff just right on the day, because I think they're just like, hey, let's, because I don't think they get that many copies either, they're probably just like, hey, send this guy over to Best Buy, buy a few copies and just rent them out.
Right. All right, well, now we know more about Gamefly.
So then
Gamefly,
anyone ever,
if you want to be a sponsor of the show, you know, put in your code.
Yeah, because I really talked about how great they are. And talked and told people how they can freaking, you know, not pay the full price.
All right, Corey, what do you want to plug?
Normal stuff, you know, follow me on Xbox, PlayStation, all that stuff, Wolfnet. So, I'm there.
On the Switch, his number is 873-425-819-856-7321.
I don't think you're right about that, but okay.
Well, you know, it'll be a surprise when whoever that is gets added. And when you add them, leave the message, rawr, rawr.
I don't think you could leave messages.
No, it'd be amazing if you could.
No, that's an anti-Nintendo thing.
Stranger a bunch of messages. It's like, why is everyone roaring at me? All these people I don't know.
And I am Henderson Mann. You can listen to me on the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast some of the time. As apparently Mark pointed out, you're on the show like once every three times. But, you know, I've had a lot of issues. Had teeth pulled, nearly bled to death, couldn't make a show. So, you know.
How many wisdom teeth did you get removed?
Three. But
Did you get put under?
No, they were already erupted. You know, erupted all teeth. Right. But two of them were broke off in the gum line. Yay! So they had to dig those out, which was not that bad. The worst part of a dentist for me getting teeth pulled is after the anesthetic wears off and you get that start getting that numb feeling that starts becoming tingly, and that tingly just makes everything hurt. And the bleeding to death, that is also terrifying when you wake up in a pool of your own blood. You're like, I'm bleeding more than I probably should.
I just hate the numbness. That's the worst part of me. I'd rather take, like, when they ask me, can you feel some of this pain? I'm like, fucking, if I can feel half of the time you're drilling, I don't care, as long as I don't have to deal with more of this shit, because I hate that numbness.
And well, we can stop talking about this now.
I do feel sorry, because I was at Walmart and I'm doped up on Valium and I'm standing there in line trying to get my medication, and I look over and I'm like, oh, somebody bled on the floor. And then I feel my face, and I've just got blood and spit running down my face and down my shirt. And I'm like, oh, it's me.
I was genuinely concerned when I saw those pictures, because I had my wisdom teeth removed back in high school. And they put me under as a full operation. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember anything that day after being put under. I was apparently really happy and just wanted to go see a movie and hug people. Which I think was how I was the one time I got drunk too. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was an okay experience, but it was just frightening the next day when I'm like, I'm still bleeding and this can't be right. But apparently some people will bleed for 24 hours, they told me, after they've had their wisdom teeth removed. I'm like, oh, that would have been nice information to know yesterday. And then again, they could have probably told me, but I was on Valium. I was like, I'm going to bleed to death. Cool. But I think the biggest problem, too, was having all that gauze packed in my mouth, and that was keeping it from... you'd think it would help clog, but maybe I didn't have it in the right spot, so it was putting too much pressure and just like, nah, we're just going to keep bleeding here. And then I just took the gauze out of my mouth to sleep, because I just didn't want to have that horrible feeling of waking up dead, because, you know, I sucked the gauze down my throat and clogged that up, so... But, yeah.
Have you been put under for something before, though?
No, I haven't been put under yet at all. Valium, though. Valium's some good shit when you're stressed out, let me tell you, when you gotta go do that shit. As long as you got somebody that can pick you up and take you home. So.
You know what else is good? Crack cocaine. Apparently, the comic store I go to, somebody sent a package with a return address as their address, and then they opened it up, and they didn't know what was in it, but it looks like it's cocaine. I don't think they've confirmed it officially, but from the pictures and everything, it looked like a bag of crack cocaine.
Maybe you shouldn't talk about this.
they're going to be like, oh, you got to arrest those people.
But also, Indeed Podcast with Big Steven and Brady. I know that they tried to do a show. I don't know if it's up yet, but...
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, they've been kind of spotty with doing shows. Also, Play 7 Days to Die with your friends. It's a lot of fun.
Is it? It fucking sucks by yourself, man.
We tried to invite you the other night.
That was like at 1 a.m. I just woke up. I was like, I do not want to talk to these people right now.
1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's all the same to Mark. We invite him. I don't want to talk to these people.
Pretty much. So you've never invited me at 3 p.m. You're a liar.
That's because usually I'm not doing anything at 3 o'clock in the afternoon but going to work. So, anywho's. That's going to be it for the show.
What the fuck, we did it, so.
Yay. Everybody have a good night.
Or don't. I don't really care. Oh, bye. Rich does a podcast.
Oh, shit. We forgot about Rich.
SCUnleashed.com. You should check it out, because it must be better than ours. Because, you know, he didn't do this show, so he could prepare for that other show. You're so nice, Rich. I hope you listen to this.
60, happy 60th.
Yeah. You're almost dead. Get used to it. Well, this is the happy cast.
I'm just looking at Corey's picture on Skype, and he's just staring at you blankly. Like, it just looks like he's nothing as you said is funny.
I don't even know what my picture is.
You're wearing a yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Later.